Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost, and we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
I think it's over with, Susie.
Hi, Lana. How are you this evening? Happy birthday.
I'm good.
Please.
How are you? Oh, hold
I'm
on.
Good.
Say it again. Say it again.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Thank you.
So
You're
I hope
welcome.
Everybody's able to hear her okay. I'm not sure. I'm having to use my husband's phone tonight. And so it's really messed up, but we're going to do our best. So, okay, let me flip this camera around. Jason says he's going to be on tonight. I think he has some stuff that he wants to say. So I'm going to go in here and sit down instead of walking around. All right, let's get this party started. Welcome to Lana's Talk, everybody. Susie is going to be the host tonight, and I am going to be the co-host. Yay!
Yay!
So your turn. Yeah, your turn,
oh,
so go.
Let's start out with some feel-good stuff tonight, Lynn. I just got done watching the most amazing TikTok story. It was about a pizza delivery guy. His name is Derlin, 89 years old, and still working 5 to 6 shifts a week delivering pizza. And some of his customers became friendly with him. And I dare say they almost became family to this man. And so they went on this little adventure of raising money for Derlin. And they asked for, you know, $1, $5, whatever you could spend to send money to help this man so that he didn't have to work at 89 years old delivering pizza 6 days a week. They raised $12,069 for this sweet man.
Wow, and that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, and it was just the most heartwarming thing when they told this man he could not believe that people had donated that kind of money to him. But it was just such a sweet story.
I love to hear stories like that, to know that we still have humanity going on out in this crazy world, you know. I think it's fantastic that people still have a compassionate side about them and that they want to help other human beings, you know. That's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me. So, let's see here. What else do we got tonight? That's a good feel-good story, so...
Well, I wanted to bring something good in before we got into, you know, all of our other jazz that's going on. Why don't we talk a little bit first? Let's set the record straight about DC.
Okay.
And why we had to postpone those efforts, why that had to be pushed aside for now.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about DC. So the reason that DC is posted, here's the truth, guys. Hi, everybody that's coming on. Good to see you tonight. I received a phone call from a commander at Homeland Security, as well as the Metropolitan Police and the National Park Police, advising us to cancel this due to the chaos and drama that's happening in D.C. right now. They do not have the manpower that it would require to give us the protection that we're going to need, especially after all of the Trump supporters had went up there and gotten attacked and stabbed. Police officers were hurt. And Rick and I made a conscious decision that no driver's life is worth that. We're about safety. We were going there to fight for a driver who is being wrongfully convicted because of these protesters and these radicals and these looters. And, you know, in good conscience, I personally could not be a part of something that was going to allow anybody else to get harmed. It is not canceled. It is just postponed. We are still going to go. You know, James Lamb has done so much. Has done so much, you know, in writing the petitions and the attorneys and bugging the attorney general every day and the prosecuting attorney of Hepburn County, you know, down to giving money to help sponsor this. The SBTC actually gave the money. He is the chairman of the SBTC, so let's get that clear. But anytime money is given to sponsor anything, the board has to vote on that. So they agreed that this was a good thing for them to give money to. So we appreciate that. All of that money has since been put in a check and returned back to the SBTC, so that everybody knows that. Other than that, you know, I just personally can't see risking drivers' lives right now. You know, I just honestly don't think that that's...
But I also want to make it clear. There was a show last night, and it was shared to Lena's page, which is the reason that we even you know, the reason that Lena even saw it was because it was actually shared to Lena's talk page, which was fine. We don't have a problem with that. We want everyone's voice to be heard, whether we agree or disagree. Everyone has a right to their opinion. However,
that's right.
So, Lena's efforts of going to D.C. Were kind of mocked, I would say. And it was said that we were strictly going there to interfere with Bogdan Verchenko's court case. And that is not the case at all, guys. I want to make something clear to everyone. Number one, Bogdan was aware of what we were doing, and Bogdan had already called and said thank you. That he was very humbled to know that he had the support that he had. Furthermore, in going to D.C., what we hoped to accomplish was we want to bring awareness to these lawmakers and to force their hands at making sure if the Hobbs Act is not going to be enforced, we want something written that will be enforced. Clear, that is black and white, that is a federal law, not a state-level law. We want something from the federal government saying that if you put a driver in danger, you will be held accountable. And thereby, the truck driver that drives into these protests unknowingly, accidentally, or whatever the case may be, the FedEx driver was obviously detoured off of the interstate and into a protest, and a man lost his life because of that. But in my opinion, and I don't, you know, everybody's got opinions. You don't have to agree with mine, but in my opinion, that was self-defense. It's sad when anyone loses their life. An American citizen lost his life, and that is a sad day in this country. But when a driver has no other choice but to drive his truck to protect his own life, it should be considered self-defense. No different than if someone breaks into my home and I have to use a firearm to defend myself. And that was our
goal
in going to D.C. It wasn't just about Bogdan Verchenko. It was about every driver on these roads, and not even just truck drivers. Because there have been Uber drivers attacked. There have been people, regular citizens attacked. Something
let me tell you
done.
A story. Let's go back to the Uber driver. Let me tell you a story about that. So when my husband and I was in St. Louis, Missouri, going to his doctor's appointment, I just happened to ask this Uber driver, who, by the way, guys, happens to be African-American, what he thought about these protests going on, because he's in St. Louis. And he says that he just cannot believe what is happening. He was trying to pull in his driveway, and they were protesting out in front of his house. And those protesters turned on him and started attacking his car, and the only way he could get out of there was to slam it in reverse. He doesn't think that he hurt anybody. Nobody said anything, but he's not sure. And he's an Uber driver. So, and he's black. You know, so let's just be clear about that. So here we go again. Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're attacking their own color. So, yeah. So, I mean, it has to do, what we're asking for has to do with anybody who has the American people. You know, last week you told a story about a woman that was attacked with her children in the car, you know?
Yes,
ma'am. And couldn't get any help from the Kentucky police. They were told to stand down and not respond to those calls. Guys,
yes, ma'am.
We have to get a law in place. There has to be a federal law. And the only way to do that is to take it up with the Senate, take it up with the Congress, give something to the FMCSA to take to them. So that's our next move. That's what we're going to have to do. You know, like I said, you know, DC is just postponed. It is not canceled, just postponed until it's safer for us to be there. You know, we have to think about our lives and other people's lives. We're asking you guys to come to DC and risk your life, and I know everybody's got stuff to say, and that's okay. You know, we all say we're going to do stuff until we're put in a situation, and we never know how we're going to react until that happens. So
well,
I'm not willing to take a chance.
That's right, Lena. We can't, you know, those trucks are these drivers' livelihoods. Your truck, our truck, pay our bills. They take care of our families. And what a huge target we would have on our backs if we chose to go to D.C. right now. And, you know,
yeah,
it would be one thing to lose my truck or to lose your truck, but to see somebody that had come there because we asked them to be there get hurt or lose their livelihood, that's not something that I want to live with. That's not something I want on my conscience.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, and, you know, I think that the best thing we can do right now is wait and be patient. And it's sad that the unity, man, here we are once again fighting amongst ourselves, and that has to come to a stop. I am so... Every week, Lena, you and I, every week we say it, week in and week out, we say it. We will support anybody. Will Cook, do you hear me? I will stand with you when you need me to, because that's who I am, and I love this industry. This industry has raised my 5 children and given them a great life. I will stand with JoJo. I will stand with Charles Claiborne. I will stand if it is a worthy cause that we need to fight for. We will stand with you. And all we ask in return, you don't have to stand with us. If you don't think what we're doing is worth fighting for, that is fine. But don't try to tear it down. Don't try to mock us or make fun of us or say that what we're doing is a hindrance or, you know, keep your opinion to yourself. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything at all. That's the golden rule.
That is,
you do unto others as you want done unto you. And it's about time that all of us grown people learn to behave just as that. We're all in this together, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
we're
Lena.
In this together. No, you're okay. You are, everything that you're saying is exactly right. And I totally agree with you. I don't care who's taking a stand. I don't care what you've said about me. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You don't know me to talk about me. You think you know me, but you don't know me. And here's the thing. I don't care whether you like me or not. It's not about liking me. It's about us fighting for the same thing in this industry. And I said to somebody earlier, we all are fighting for the same thing. We're all just going about it in different ways. So it doesn't matter how we get there, as long as we get together and we stand united and we get there.
That's right.
You know, that's what matters.
That is exactly right.
And it doesn't matter. No, I don't care. I don't care who gets credit for what. You want all the credit, all fine. You get the credit. Yay. You know, somebody has to take the lead. Somebody has to be the mob boss. Okay, go. Be the mob boss. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me, guys. Honestly. You guys don't even understand.
That's right, Lena.
You know, I don't care. I just want to make a change in this industry, and I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm going to keep taking a stand, and you can join me. I would love for everybody to join. Love this, for this to be a we thing and not an I thing, because, oh boy, it's getting old with it being an I thing. It's exhausting. if it was a we thing, it wouldn't be so exhausting because there would be so many people pitching in to do things, you know, and things would start getting done. There's
That's
only
right.
so much one human being can do, and it's never enough. It's never enough. Or it's not done the right way. It's done the wrong way. Or she didn't say this, or she didn't say that. Or she's aligning herself with that person or this person. Dude, who the frick cares? If you have a problem with who people are aligning themselves with, then join in the fight. Stand with them. Guide them in the right direction. Put your opinion out there, what you'd like to see done and how you'd like to have it done. Come on, please.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we have some very, very smart people, in this industry that don't get credit, you know, because everybody's too busy pointing fingers and whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, instead of fighting against one another or trying to make one another, you know, oh, that person doesn't know what they're doing, they should be going and having this conversation. Well, if you feel that way, instead of making a Facebook or a radio show or whatever your platform is to talk bad about that person, why don't you reach out to that person and say, hey, I need to let you know this. I got something that might help you. You know, you don't need to do this, because that's probably not going to get you where you want to be. So maybe you should do this instead, or maybe you should start here and work your way up the ladder. You know, stop with the insanity, guys. Stop. You know, I'm going to say it. Will Cook has so much knowledge about the autonomous movement. If you want to know anything at all about autonomous trucks and that whole movement, call Will Cook. Call him, because he will be able to tell you just about anything you want to know. And if he doesn't know the answer, I can guarantee you he will find it for you. You know,
yeah,
and if that were
right.
my fight, if that were the case, if me and Lena were taking that up, he's going to be the first person I turn to. But then you've got
yeah.
other people that want to say, no, 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 Will only knows that stuff because we told him. No, I'm here to tell you, Will has done the work. Will has put in the work and learned the
Susie,
stuff that
let
many
me
of
ask
us
you this.
Don't know.
Look, can I ask you this? These people
Absolutely.
Are saying so-and-so only knows this stuff because I told them. Well, if you've told
right.
them, then maybe you should put that knowledge out there for everybody else instead of giving
that's
it to somebody
exactly
that's willing. They're willing to take
yep.
the torch and put it out there. You can't
yes.
crucify them for that. That takes
no,
guts to stand up and say, listen.
Right.
You cannot crucify
because
a person for that. If you,
that's it, Lena. You're right there. You just hit the nail on the head. When you're sharing your knowledge with someone else, and you're planting, sowing those seeds, and things that need to be, because look, I'll be the first one to tell you, Lisa and Lee Smith is how I learned about the autonomous movement. And I'll tell you why, because I happened to tune into their radio show one night, and that's what they were talking about, and it was open comment period for the regulation. Pronto AI was asking for an exemption, and they were saying that they needed people to go comment. And so I listened to their show, and I took in the information that they had, and I went, and I made my comment, and I went a step further. I started making phone calls. I called every small independent trucking company that I could get a number for in Tennessee. I started making phone calls and telling people and trying to educate people and trying to get people to get on there and comment about on that exemption period, because a lot of people don't know about that, and I wasn't educated about that. And I'm willing to say, I didn't know much about it, but I'll tell you.
She's on roll
tonight. I'll tell you, I have learned a lot. And the more of us there are that are knowledgeable about a topic, about a regulation, about all the things that need to be done in trucking, about safety issues, parking issues, about these daggum driver meals that they've got going on out here, the more of us that have knowledge of that and the more of us that can stand together and fight against these things and try to get these things changed, the more luck we're going to have.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I agree 100% with you, Susie. I agree with you 100%. You know. So, I think we've covered that pretty good. What do you think, sister?
Yep. I think so.
Okay, so I think the next thing that we need to touch on is what's going on around the country. I don't know about you,
man.
But today when I went to Walmart...
I got an extra one for her. She can have the extra one. That's why I made two.
Mommy, guess what?
What, baby?
I ate.
Hold on.
I ate all the corn.
You did. It's for you anyway, sweetie pie.
Okay, so I went to Walmart today, and I... Dude, there's no toilet paper. It's gone. It started again. The paper towels are gone again. They're limiting you to one... per purchase. So, guys, go out to your stores, get stocked up on stuff. I mean, here we go again with this epidemic. It has peaked its head. The COVID is coming back, and it is going to be worse this time around. The two hospitals that I have here in Springfield, Missouri, Cox and Mercy, are so full with COVID patients that they're sending them to other hospitals. They have a portable morgue parked out in the back of Mercy Hospital in Springfield for people who are dying. Guys, drivers, listen very close. We need to make sure that we're protecting ourselves because we're going to get called on again to go out and put our lives in danger to keep this country running. And we're going to do it because that's what we do. And we're going to be the greatest thing in the world and the heroes again, yada, yada, yada. So be smart. Protect yourself. Wear your gloves. Wear your mask. Use your hand sanitizer. Please. Social distance. 6 feet. If somebody's in your space, put your arm out and push them back. You have to protect yourself. Nobody else is going to protect you. So that's what I got to say about that. What do you got to say, Susie?
Well, the toilet paper is out here in little old small town Tennessee again. Lucky for me, we had just went shopping a few days ago, and we always buy in bulk. So, and I did grab some paper towels. Now, they didn't have any signs saying they were limiting anybody, but I went ahead and picked up a couple of packs of paper towels while I was there this evening. I know our cases here in our little town are astronomical right now. We had four deaths yesterday, and we are literally a very small town. So that's pretty sad to hear. You know, I got off mildly. I had no smell or taste, and I still don't. But I'm good. You know, I'm not sickly. Which I feel very blessed, you know, that I didn't get sick. But, Lena, we've got a caller. Let me bring him on.
All right.
Okay, you know how they have a little box with different dot colors on their stuff?
859, you're live.
Hey, Susie. Lena. This
is
Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Lena.
How are we going tonight?
No, pretty good. I'm sitting here at the yard. No, first of all, I just wanted to say that it was a real pleasure of meeting you and Keith the other night. And second of all, happy birthday, Keith.
Jason says happy birthday, babe.
Thank you.
And I don't care what anybody says or does about you. You are just as nice in person as you are on the phone on the talk show.
Well,
How about that?
Land.
That's so nice.
Land.
Yeah, thank you.
Getting back to the no, you're welcome. Getting to the COVID cases, you know, we had 3,900 and, or no, 3,600 and 49 cases today in Kentucky with 30 new deaths. And, you know, it's like you all said, people don't realize just how dangerous and how bad this stuff is. And the trucking industry, you know, when they shut this world down, they're going to be calling on us drivers again. Like you said, you know, we're going to be the best thing that's ever happened.
Well, I pray and hope that the brokers don't shut the rates down like they did last time. And people lose their damn business, sorry, my granddaughter's here. Darn businesses like they did last time, you know, because of the COVID. And our government officials didn't step up to the plate to do anything to save us. But yet they wanted us to save the country.
Oh, absolutely.
You know. So I hope everybody's had time to recuperate with the rates being up the way that they are and get a little bit of savings going on so that when you do have to shut down, because you are eventually going to have to shut down because you're not going to be able to keep operating, you know,
no.
It's sad. It's super, super is sad because we're just getting back, you know, we're just getting back. You know, I'm just now starting to recover from when we had to shut down. So, you know, it's just, I feel so, I mean, it's just, why do we, why? Anytime anything goes on in this country, why is the trucking industry, why do we suffer, but yet we're the ones that are supposed to keep this country going when this crap is going on? Hurricanes, tsunamis, tornadoes, the COVID, you know? But yet we're the ones that suffer.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not trying to be selfish and make a selfish statement. I know that everybody suffers, okay? I realize that everybody suffers, okay? I just, tonight we're talking about the trucking industry, not anybody that's not in it. So please don't take me making that statement as a selfish statement because I'm not.
And guys, I think there's so much more at play right now, though, than just the whole COVID ordeal. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I watched the press conference today of Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and Trump's other lawyers, and that's going to start a frenzy. You know, this election is unprecedented. This is nothing that any of us will ever see again in our lifetime. I hope, anyway. So, you know, the COVID thing is bad enough without worrying about what's going to come down if he proves fraud and if Trump stays in office. So really, you guys, anybody out there on that road is going to have to be extra careful. And you know, we're going to have to be have our heads on a swivel. We're going to have to keep an eye on every, you know.
We're going to have to look out for each other.
Yes, yes.
We're going to have to be our own keepers out there on the road. You know, are we going to be able to do that? Are we going to be able to be our own, our brother's keepers out there on the road to make sure that we notify our other brothers and sisters that are on the road that there's a situation going on? You know, can we unite together for that? That's not too much to ask.
Right.
That has nothing to do with regulations. That has to do with saving your brother or sister's life on the road. You know, we have Christina Summers that was killed. We have Bogdan Pacheco that's being brought up on charges because he was attacked by looters. We have the FedEx driver, who him and his family are in hiding because of being attacked by these looters. We have the Unified driver that was attacked after the Super Bowl for celebration. You know,
We have Marcus Summers. That Marcus Summers' window got shot out. Our window got shot at. You know, I mean, there's another trucking company that won't even come forward because they're too fearful, you know, that something bad's going to happen to their company. Their truck got shot up. You know, can we, guys, if you don't do anything, anything for me, please come together. I'm begging you and unite to keep your be your brother's keeper, be your sister's keeper. Let's keep our eyes open, our ears on, our CBs on, and let's warn our other fellow truckers, whether you like who they drive for or not. I don't care if it's a Swift driver or a Warner driver. I don't care who it is. That's a human being behind that wheel that's just trying to do the same thing that you're doing, and that's keep this country running. So please, can we please watch out for each other? Please, I'm begging you guys.
Well, and you just said it, Lena, and I think that's something that's really, really important. Really important.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's keeping that CD on. Guys, I know you guys talk on your cell phones a lot. I know you do. And I understand that because you're oftentimes talking to your wife. Lena, do you know how to ban that person from this feed?
I'm a scuzzy lot lizard? Last time I checked, I don't have scales. I don't got no scales. There, Mr. John. I'm sorry that you don't care. I hope that when I see you out on the road that I'm able to give you a warning before something bad happens to you from these looters. So if you don't like what's going on this page, please get off of it. Pardon me, guys. I'm going to go to his page and block him, okay?
I think that's a good idea, Lena. Don't feed the trolls.
Yeah. Bye, trolls. Bye. Thanks for joining Lance Talk tonight.
But as I was saying, I know you guys like talking on your cell phones with your loved ones at home or whatever. But that CD is important. Even if you don't have it up loud, that could save you a lot of heartache. I mean, I know my husband's guilty of it too. You know, he turns that CD down to talk on the cell phone. And cell phones are great because you can stay in touch better in today's world than you could 20 years ago. But, you know, the CB can tell you right now what's going on. You know, right in front of you. That's something that whoever's on the line of that cell phone can't do. So, you know, if you don't have a CB, you probably need to be thinking about getting one.
Yeah, everybody needs to invest in a CB. That's your line of communication out there on the road. That's how you're going to be able to help somebody else up in distress or warn them that there's something going on. Everybody has the right to protect themselves, and we as a trucking industry, we have a silent oath to warn our brothers and sisters in this industry that something is going to happen, and then let them make the decision to proceed or reroute. You know, that we can always use that exemption that FMCSA has in there about needing to reroute if we find ourselves in a bad situation. So don't forget about that, guys. So please, you know, I mean, it's our job, you know, it is our job to make sure that Joe Blow or Susie whatever down the road is safe out there on the road. Whether you like them or not, they are your brothers and they are your sisters and they are your business partners. Everybody keeps forgetting this is a business. You're in business with these people. You're in business with me. Hi, we're business partners. I hope everybody's okay with that. So, you know, I just, please, go buy a CD. Get it in your truck, you know, please. like I said, I can't beg enough. We are getting ready to get into some civil unrest times worse than before, and we need to be prepared because we're going to get hit at both sides. We're going to get hit by looters, and we're going to get hit by the COVID all at the same time. You know, and if we don't stand strong, we're not going to survive. We're going to see more drivers dead, you know. What do you think about that, Jason?
It's going to get worse. I mean, it's already dangerous, but it's going to get even worse because, like you said, you know, the looters and the COVID and all these, you know, riots and crap going on. You know, I run my CB constantly when I'm out on the road anymore. And used to, I didn't. But lately, I've been running it lately, you know, the whole lot. And, you know, that's just like me a couple of nights ago. I was sitting in Louisville, Kentucky down there. And the dispatcher, my driver manager, knew that was a bad area, and 24/7 knew he was a bad area, and 24/7 expected me to sit right there in that area till that next morning and wait on a loaded trailer to get there. I told him, I said, heck no, you know, I said, I don't feel safe, and I had already had like 5 or 6 cars to pull in there and turn around real slow looking at me, and I got the heck out of there.
Well, yeah, you know, logistically, we need to make a smart decision out here. You know, logistically, we need to be making smart decisions out here. And if these are decisions that we can share with our brothers and sisters out there, then that we need to be sharing them. So, and that's the bottom line.
No,
Susie, what else you got tonight? You got something about stop the tires?
Yeah, you know, that has been pretty interesting to watch play out as well.
I watched something with him today. Apparently, there's been several Facebook pages made on his behalf.
I don't think on his behalf. I think they're like spinoff groups, people that were disenfranchised whenever he decided to call it off. Let me be fair, because he said those are not
cancel
the words
it.
He wants used. No, he didn't cancel it. He postponed it.
Postponed.
It's delayed. Right. So, I don't want to change up his language because that's not fair. I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me. So, I'm going to be fair. And he said it's just been delayed. It's been postponed. But there have been groups started, I guess, because other people still want to go through with stopping the tires. And that's what I was just looking at when you brought it up. I was looking at that new group. It's called, I believe it's called Stop the Steal, and that's still like STEL, and so they kind of started a page, a spinoff of the other page, because they still want to shut down, apparently.
Will, I'm eating my dinner. I'm sorry. My husband's birthday dinner. Sorry.
You're okay.
I was going to say, you're making me hungry, Lana.
I'm sorry. I'm done, guys.
It's been quite interesting to watch this unfold, you know. And Will said, what are you eating, Lana?
I'm eating my husband's birthday dinner, so I'm sorry. I'm done eating, though, okay?
You know, I've been watching the original page, the Stop the Tires page, and it was quite interesting to me today. There was a lady that had made a picture that said,
something along the lines of, without truckers, you would be homeless, hungry, and naked, I think is what it said. In other words, you know, everything you have comes on a truck.
Everything.
Oh, man, you guys, let me just tell you, there were people laying into this poor woman. How dare she say that? This one woman even commented on this status, guys. I got quite a kick out of it. And she said she lives in Alaska, and by golly, she don't need no truck to have a house because she knows how to fell a tree, and she can build her own daggum house, and she don't need no truck. And, oh, man, it was the craziest mess I have seen.
Hold on. Where did she get the saw to cut the tree down? Where did she get the nails to build the house? Where did she get the hammer to build the house?
Okay, and somebody brought that up to her, that she would have to have the saw, you know, to cut the wood or whatever, and she said, no, I wouldn't need a truck to bring it to me because I already have it. And I couldn't do anything but laugh, and I didn't comment because at that point, this woman is so hell bent on being right that nothing that anybody said was gonna be right, you know, other than if you agreed with her opinion. And I'm sorry, Will, you got me off track just now. You're exactly right. It is so disappointing. It is so disappointing because not only did they lose their momentum, but we had the public backing us. I had someone comment on my Facebook today that has nothing to do with trucking, on a post that I shared that had nothing to do with Stop the Tires. And her comment was something along the lines of, everybody's fixing to find out just how important truck drivers are when they shut those bad boys down on the 29th. So, obviously, the word had gotten out, and the public was listening, and they were taking notes, and they were willing to do just that. They were willing to support us. I saw so many offers of, this is the area I'm in. If you're in a truck and you have to shut down close to me, just let me know. I'll bring you food. I'll bring you whatever you need. Guys, that's America. That's my America.
Yeah. That is America.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my America.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You know, they don't know Will Cook or Jason Tillman or Lena Danko or Dwayne Carlson. They don't know them from Adam, but they were willing to feed them. They were willing to feed
them.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
You know,
and there are more of those kinds of people out there than there is not. So.
Right. Hey, guys, we've got another caller. Let me bring them on. Hold on. 512, you're live. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome
Hello.
To Lance Talk.
I think the line is.
Oh.
Hello.
Well, the call dropped, Lena. I don't know if
I
they hung up or what happened.
Maybe he was just calling in to listen. If there's not a question mark out beside their name, they don't want to. Yeah, they just want to listen.
I gotcha. All right, my bad. Sorry, if that was you, call back. I won't bring you live. But, yeah, they had a really good thing going. They really had the momentum. They had the public backing them. And so it was just, man, it was sad because how many of us have tried to get that kind of support and that kind of camaraderie. And we had, you know, in May, we got a little taste of that in May on Constitution Avenue. We had people standing together that cannot stand one another. We had them standing together for just a little while. But could you imagine the power? If we had, his group was up to like 76,000 people in a matter of a couple of days.
Well,
it was,
you know, I pray and hope that whenever this does happen, that we do have the support that we had then. Susie, keep talking for just a minute. Can you see me Facebook Live?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can see you. You know, that's just like my wife, Susie. When I met Lana and Keith up here at my yard a few nights ago and gave her them masks. Okay, Lana got my wife's number, and she called my wife. And my wife told me that Lana tried to offer to pay her for them. And, you know, we didn't want no money because we were donating them for a good cause.
And
Jason,
we appreciate
so appreciated.
That. And I still have those masks. So I will be, like I said, I'm saving them for when we do go to D.C. because I will be handing those out to everybody. Susie, yours and Dwayne's is coming in the mail. So, and hopefully you'll be able to attend. Yeah, hopefully you guys will be able to attend, you know, whenever it's time. Okay, we're going to take
a
break here for just a second, guys, and we're going to sing happy birthday to my husband, okay? I had to incorporate this into my show tonight. I'm so sorry, but, you know, welcome to real life. Welcome to real life.
I mean, you know, we do what we got to do.
Crap. Okay, I'm going to flip this camera around, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. 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 Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear dad and husband. Oh, Bailey.
Happy birthday to you.
Everybody says happy birthday. Bailey.
Say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You really want me to blow on this and put my corona on?
We're not afraid.
Yeah, I want it.
Yay! So sorry. Okay. So there's that. So now, okay, go. Now we can do the show again. Sorry.
I'm a little jealous that Keith's eating cheesecake and I'm not.
I get him cheesecake for his birthday every year. He loves cheesecake. And so you know what?
I do too.
Oh, another thing you guys get to see us do tonight is we dance. We dance on the birthdays. You guys see that on my post.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah. So, let's hand that to you. So, and then
but Dad,
we're going to get the...
Let me say something about stop the tires for a minute. Everyone needs to be careful what narrative they're listening to about stop the tires. Because my understanding of all that's going down is there was some conflict within their circle. And it was over, from my understanding, again, this is just the story that's been told, and it's been told by both parties, that it was over money. But they have conflicting stories over what that entails. So, you know, the thing is that there's three sides to every story. Or as Dr. Phil says, no matter how flat you make a pancake, there are two sides. So this is a he said, she said, and somewhere in the middle, right? You know,
yeah, it is a he said, she situation. You know, there's the truth, there's the lie, and then there's the other side. So, you know,
that's right. You know, so we can't. We need to be very careful. And not, you know, I really do believe that Jeremy Rewalt, however you pronounce his last name.
Okay, you're showing them with me today.
Sis.
I truly believe that he genuinely went into this with good intentions. I think he got overwhelmed, ever expected the following that he found himself with so very quickly. Oh, Lana, are you still there, dear?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. The caller is calling back, so I'm going to bring him back on, okay?
Okay, I think he's saying that he's calling back in, but I don't think he says trying to call back in soon, okay? I don't think he,
yeah,
Lana, Lana, it's
mark.
Me, sorry. Okay, then yes.
512, you're live.
Hello, good night, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I'm sorry about just like a couple of minutes ago, but I'm driving on a mountains between West Virginia and Ohio, and it's a bit like the network is a bit crappy over here. And Lana, so Lana, I'm listening to your show not too long ago, and we spoke
a
couple of days ago. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm saying we spoke a couple of days ago. I'm Umberto from Canada. I don't know if you remember or not. You invite me to
yes,
go
I
to the protest.
You.
Yeah. So I think that's for me. I don't know about everybody. It's a good idea because that shut everything down like for the truckers is not good because we need everything open. At least the truck stops. We need like food. We need I cook on my truck, but we need to take a shower. We need to do many things. Plus about the protection. We need protection. You like I get one headlight of my truck broken by a stupid idiot. Like just I don't know why the guy just come and do the baseball thing and he broke the headlights. That just like that. And you know on. Very close to South, no, Texas, in Texas, Houston, Texas. And this, I think, talking about our Canadian and American partners, like owner operators, independent.
Thank you, guys.
Breathe up on your
phone. Are you still here, Umberto?
Yeah, but I think it works. Hello?
You're we can still hear you, Uber.
Really bad.
I think we lost you again. But you know, everything that he's saying, everything he is saying is absolutely true. I totally agree with everything that he's saying, you know? So.
Keeping that card.
We have no choice. We have to keep the country running. I'm sorry. You know, I don't want my husband to die because he can't get his medication, you know, because the FedEx decides that they want to stop delivering, guys.
But, you know, Lena, I've got to say, though, see, and that's where the narrative gets lost and gets cloudy. One of the things they said up front in the beginning with Stop the Tires was that no one who was hauling medical supplies or equipment would shut down or would be expected to shut down. That those drivers were expected to continue supplying those things because they're absolute necessities. And that's honorable. You know, I can get behind that. That's important that they had the foresight to make sure that those people, the medically fragile community, were taken care of. My worry now with the COVID thing coming back and everybody, you know, these governors and mayors and everybody is starting to shut these states down again. Now our drivers are going to find themselves doing without. Once again, they're going to be doing without, and they're going to suffer because now they're curfewed. They have to not serve food after a certain hour. And, you know, how is that okay? How can you call our nation's trucking industry heroes listen in the next breath, deny them a hot meal. Deny them a shower. No, I don't get that. I don't understand that. Can we not make exceptions for places, truck stops, and businesses that are in the area, the general area of truck stops, so that they can stay open later, you know, or 24/7 for that matter, to make sure that drivers' needs are met?
That's waterproof?
I agree 100% with you. Jason, take the floor.
You know, that's just like what Susie was just now saying. Our governor at the state of Kentucky, as of today, or not tomorrow, at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, all the way up through, I think it's sometime in December, they have shut the restaurants and the bars down. And I'm like Susie. You know, I don't see how that they can do that, because the drivers, you know, they have to deliver so people can work, you know.
That's
and they
right.
said to, instead of being dining in, it was carry out only, you know. And if it's carry out only, how can these drivers deliver to that restaurant without being right up to them and taking frozen food and stuff in, you know?
Right.
I know,
you're
Jason.
Right. I mean, it's sad, and it's like I said, you know, they expect you guys, they want you guys to run these essential loads, and, you know, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I understand why that is necessary. But let's throw out the log books. Let's turn off the e-logs. Let's do all that, because you're now exempted. You now know what's safe and what's not safe, and you can run as long as you want to run, you know, to get this load there, right?
All right.
But yet, I think in the same breath, you know, they're going to shut down Burger King that's inside the truck stop, because I guess COVID has a curfew. You know, I guess the coronavirus doesn't infect people after 10 p.m. You know, I just don't get it, guys, and it's not fair, and I will never be okay with it, you know. I've never been afraid of COVID, and I'm still not afraid of it. I do know that it's real. I'm not saying it's not real, and I'm not saying that some people don't get very, very sick and even die from it. But what I am saying is at some point we have to have some common sense here. You know, we have to have some common sense. We have to have somebody with some backbone to stand up and say, wait a minute. Wait just a damn minute. But I want to be able to eat dinner tonight. You know?
No, absolutely.
Not every
you know?
Jason, do you have in your truck, Jason, do you have the ability to cook?
They want help.
Well, I've got a microwave. That's about all I have.
Well, there are plenty of drivers that don't even
Susie,
have that.
Susie,
yes,
I'm doing my birthday dance. Pause.
Well, aren't they just sweet? But, you know, not everybody, not all trucks have the ability, not all drivers have the ability to cook in their trucks, Jason.
That's for sure.
And you know, there we go. Maybe that's a way that you guys can help each other out. Maybe, you know, if you're at a truck stop and you're in there and someone's trying to get dinner and they can't, you know, maybe you can offer them the use of your microwave so that they can heat something up.
Yep, definitely.
They're playing good music, at least.
Uh-huh. Ain't that just so sweet?
Oh, it is. It is.
Them are two of the nicest people I've ever met, Susie.
I cannot wait to get to meet them in person. And, of course, they've been through here a couple of times, but I had COVID. So, you know, I didn't want to make anybody sick. And that was an ordeal, let me just tell you, Jason. I got tested and didn't get a call with results for, I think they took them almost 5 days. It did take 5 days for them to call me with my results. And they told me that contact tracers would be getting in touch with me and my husband. Well, the contact tracers did not call us until 6 days after that. And come to find out, when the contact tracers call you, they're the ones that tell you what day you get to get out of quarantine. I should have been out of quarantine 4 days before I was out, because it took them so long to call me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was pretty doggone frustrated. I was, actually, that's a lie. I was angry. You know, they're going to have to do better than that. You can't lock someone in their house and tell them they can't go anywhere and then drop the ball, you know, and not call them.
Oh, yeah.
Them go about their life.
Yep, definitely. Man, I just thought me, when I had my ear surgery and stuff, I had to do a COVID test. But I was able to do mine by blood work, and I had my results within an hour.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah, my grandmother had surgery while we had COVID, but she was negative. And she got sick after her surgery, and they tested her again, and she was still negative. And her doctor actually, because she was tested in the ER, and when my daughter took her to her pediatrician said that there was no need for them to test her. But, you know, they did, but at least she was negative, you know, thankfully.
Yeah.
No one else in our home got it. No one else caught it from us. So we were very blessed by that. Like I said, I had no symptoms other than the taste and smell. Well, there were a couple of days I was probably pretty fatigued. I was pretty tired.
Uh-huh.
But I was never super sick. But now my husband got pretty sick for a few days. And again, I'm just very thankful that our cases were mild. And I get it. I understand what they're trying to do. I understand that they're trying to protect and trying to bring those numbers down. But I think it's very sad that they're willing to, you know, they talk about frontline workers, and we got to take care of them. Well, truck drivers are frontline workers, and there's nothing extra being done other than, oh, guess what? You now have an open clock. You can run as much as you need to run, you know?
Yep.
There's nothing extra being done for you guys. There's nothing, and the ladies out there, there's nothing extra. And again, this is why if we could all unite and come together, we could bring attention to this issue and we could say, hey, you can shut down all the restaurants you want at 10 p.m., except you need to make an exception. And you need to allow those restaurants that are within a trucking establishment, a truck stop, where drivers take their meals, and you need to allow them to remain open so that drivers can still get a meal. You know, even if it is after 10 p.m., I don't care if it's 2 a.m., because drivers don't always have a 9-to-5 schedule.
Uh-huh.
I mean, parking's already an issue.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
And I just talked to a lot of these restaurants, you know, before, back when everything was shut down. They would turn drivers away if they walk up to a drive-up window. They would refuse to serve drivers a meal.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and is it going to be like that for us again this time? Is that how we're going to be treated? If that's how we're going to be treated, then we need the rest of the public to step up and be willing to take care of us, because there's only so much food. I know. My husband and I team, there's only so much food that you can carry in the truck before you have to go replenish. And
absolutely.
When we go into the store to replenish, is there going to be anything there? Are they going to let us buy in quantity? Because we have to buy in quantity. We can't buy, you know, one item at a time. We have to buy in quantity. Are the stores going to allow us to? Because the last time, they didn't allow us to buy in quantity. You know, and everybody knows that if you leave your truck parked on a Walmart parking lot, you're liable to come back with a boot. So,
had that done to me.
You know, I actually went into the store when Keith and I was out on the road. It was a Walmart, and I got the store manager, and I said, look, I'm going to be in here shopping, and I'm going to buy some food, a lot of food, and my truck is across the street. When I'm done shopping, can I bring my truck into your parking lot so that I can load my product up? And the manager said, yes, as long as you're shopping here and you're buying product, I have no problem with you taking your truck into my parking lot to load your product up. So I think that if we will communicate with the store managers and let them know what we're doing, you know, that we're not looking to camp out there, that we're just actually trying to get supplies, that they would be willing to work with us. I mean, it's just a suggestion.
I'm going to be the negative Nancy here. I think it's BS that any Walmart would boot a damn truck. I mean, how do they think that their stores get supplied? You may not be delivering directly to Walmart, but another truck did. And by God, they could have the common decency, if a truck driver needs to pull in there and take a friggin' nap, to let him do that. That is just my pet peeve with Walmart. Because they are
absolutely.
I mean, Steve Oatley just put out an article the other day. There was a driver, there's a Walmart DC out in, like, Nevada, I think it was, that they're running a skeleton crew because apparently they had a COVID outbreak. Well, they had, like, seven employees tested positive, but because of how many people they came into contact with, yada, 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 they all had to quarantine, whatever. But there was a truck that had been sitting there for 5 freaking days waiting to get unloaded. And I'm telling you right now, that was my truck and my trailer. I would sell my truck. You can believe that.
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
It may not go in their warehouse, but it would get off of my truck. 5 days? You expect
it'd be right there in the parking lot.
You ain't kidding.
It'd be right there in the parking lot.
Hey, Susie,
and you know the sucky part about it?
Hold on, Jason. I'm going to get off here so that I can finish celebrating my husband's birthday. Our show has gone over tonight, but I can't be selfish.
Ma'am.
I have to go be with my husband.
I understand.
So I just So you can continue. You and Jason can continue the show, no problem. And I will leave my Facebook Live up so everybody can still hear the show. And I'll just come back in here randomly and check. But guys, I got a husband, you know, that I cherish every birthday with, because for those of you who don't know it, my husband is sick. And so every birthday is like a huge blessing for me to be able to celebrate another year with him. So, yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in to Lana's Talk tonight. Susie and Jason are going to continue the show. call into the show. We want to hear what you have to think about everything that we've talked about tonight. Guys, we do this show every week for you because we want your voices to be heard. What you think matters. That's all that matters. We can't say that enough. We don't care if we agree with you or not. What you think matters. What you feel matters. Let our show be your platform to at least be able to put a voice to those thoughts. So call into the show and, you know, let's hear what you guys got to say about what we're talking about tonight because it involves you. It involves the American public. So call in tonight and talk to Susie. I love you, Susie. I love you, Jason. And
love
you guys,
you too,
take
Lana.
It away. Bye, guys.
All right, Lana.
Bye,
enjoy
Lana.
Your night, Lana.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Good for her. She needs to go spend time with Keith.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I have already been seeing posts on Facebook, so, I mean, it's happening pretty quickly that people are already starting to complain about not being able to use restrooms again, and, you know, they're worried about not having a place to eat, you know, and all of that stuff, and my heart just really goes out to you guys, Jason. You know, I'm thankful that you have a microwave in your truck, and I'm thankful that Lynn and Keith have a way to make sure that they're eating properly and that their needs are met. But it doesn't stop me from worrying about those drivers that don't have that ability.
Definitely.
You know,
I mean, you know, without a microwave and a refrigerator, and especially the number one thing, which is an inverter to be able to run that equipment with.
Right.
It's rough. Because I started out that way for about a week because the inverter wouldn't work. So I know the feeling of not being able to eat right. It's rough.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, and it's just a sad situation. And it's like I said, on top of the COVID mess, now you've got this whole revelation that come out today with, you know, the team of lawyers, and I just don't know how that's going to go down, how that's going to turn out. All I can say from a nonpartisan stance, you know, I'm not going to get into who I support politically. I'm pretty sure people have already gathered, but either way, it's definitely something that we all need to be looking at and we all need to be thinking about. If the evidence shows that there's voter fraud, then we all need to be upset. You know, it's not a Democrat or Republican or a Libertarian or an Independent thing. If there is fraud problem that goes across all lines, you know, that's not a party thing. That's an American thing. You know, we expect our elections to be fair. And I'm not going to – you can't just bow down and close your eyes and say, oh, no, that's not true. That's just Trump making stuff up. You can't – I don't care who you are. You can't just turn a blind eye to the clear, you know, what was said today. You know, they have 200 and some odd sworn affidavits of people saying that, yes, this occurred, that they watched ballots be run three times. If they said Joe Biden, they were put through the machine three times, so their vote counted three times, where mine only counted once. You know, that's not okay.
Yep.
That's not okay.
And they even said that.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah. True. They said that they had several signatures that was the same signature on hundreds of ballots.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that they had proof that people had not only voted by absentee ballot, but they had also voted in person.
which I had already said that I said a while back, I forget, we were watching something, somebody's show, Dwayne and I, and I said, well, there you go. I said, if they can do it, why can't we? I said, so we just need to request a write-in ballot, and then we'll go vote in person, too. I mean, I would never do that. Look, I was just saying that in jest, you know. But look, it happened,
right,
according to what some people are saying. And that's just a scary thought. I mean, you know, I want our elections to be fair. If Joe Biden's president, so be it. If Donald Trump's president, so be it. If Joe Jorgensen got president, or heck, if Kanye West won the presidency, so be it. As long as it was fair. That's all I think any American person would want. It's a free and fair election. Because that's what this country was founded on. We're Republican. We're a republic. We're not, everybody says we're a democracy. We are not. We're a republic. And there, you know, go look up the difference. But we cannot allow tampering. You know, last election, it was that Russia interfered by, you know, the fake news articles, supposedly, that were put out on Facebook. Well, this year, that was all censored. None of that was allowed. There were fact checkers working very diligently, you know, and a lot of stuff was kept out of the media. I mean, Dwayne and I, we're gun owners, and we had heard nothing about Joe Biden's gun policy. And we happened to watch a video the other night about his gun policies, and the next day we went out and bought a gun. You know, I won't lie. We went out the very next day and bought Dwayne a gun because, you know, there's a chance that he might not be able to buy that gun in the near future. And so, therefore, we went in and went and got one.
Yeah, I'm fixing to go get me one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. Dwayne's always wanted one, and the way things are looking, if his policies take place, which, you know, I think the reality that we all have to come to grips with is the president is one man, and he cannot decide to just change things on a dime. You know, there's a process to that, and it has to go through the proper channels for some of the things that he wants to happen. But I just rather not take the chance, you know, on Dwayne not having that gun that he wanted, you know. So the bad thing is, though, Jason, here's the funny thing. You know, you're talking about we can't get toilet paper. Atlanta was. The funny thing is we went and bought this gun. Well, nobody has any ammo for the gun. All the ammo sold out. So we're going to have to try to go find some ammunition. Yeah, it was quite comical. I told Dwayne, I said, that would be our luck. I mean, you know, here we've got this gun, but we don't even have any ammunition to put in the damn thing. Which, you know, we found some online, but they want a fortune for it online. So I told him, I said, we're just going to have to wait. We're going to have to just keep our eye out. And when we see they're getting some in stock, we'll have to go grab some. Well, everybody, if no one's going to call in, I think it's been a good show tonight. We've gone over quite a bit tonight. Jason, I so appreciate you calling in, dear. It means the world to us that you are listening and that you call and participate. And everyone else that's still listening, thank you for joining us tonight. And hopefully you'll join us next Thursday. And if you need anything between now and then, you can reach out to either Lana through Facebook Messenger, or you can reach out to me, Susie Carlton, on Facebook. Jason will attest, we tend to answer pretty quickly. All you got to do is message us. And everybody, stay safe out there. Be kind. Take care of your fellow brothers and sisters of the road. Someone needs help, help them. Hold a door open for someone. Smile. And be
safe. Keep your heads on swivels. Be safe. Jason, you have a good night, honey, and tell your wife that we said hello.
No, I sure will, Susie.
All right. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.